Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, 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 Wham Bam East Van listeners. This is DJ Medi on CJSF 90.1 FM, where we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a pre-recorded interview with Christine Marie Blackfeather. She is a radio host, not from this radio station, but a different one. And you'll hear on the interview which one. But for right now, I want to tell you about some events that are happening around town because it's March. And guess what? We should all get our green on, right? Because St. Pat's is coming up, and I'm going to be heading over to Lanaloo's to check out Paddy Wagon. And I want you to listen to this song called Race to the Bottom, because you got to race to go get your tickets because they're half sold out. Enjoy. Baby, yeah. All right, now I'm checking out the things that are going to be happening around town. I'm looking like through the future there in the summer. Looks like Italian Day is going to be on this year on the drive. That's going to be amazing. 2023, baby. Yeah, it looks like June 11th. And also Orville Peck. I don't know if you follow Orville Peck, but he's kind of like a country kind of vibe. He's coming July 13th. So I'll let you listen to him, The Masked Bandit.
Sun goes down, another dreamless night. You're right by my side. You wake me up, you say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly. As we fly, Stark Hollow Town, Carson City lights. Baby, let's get high, spend Johnny's cash, hitch another ride. We laugh until we cry. You say go fast, I say hold on.
Going to get to Christine's interview. So I interviewed her at, we have a mutual friend, Mary Garnett Edwards, and you're going to hear some of her songs during the interview that I edited in there. And yeah, I want you to meet Christine because we're planning to do a little trip to Vancouver Island during the summer. And because she's a radio host, she's going to be, you know, doing some interviews there. And I want to do some interviews there. And hey, maybe we'll do some interviews together. I don't know. So anyways, meet Christine. Welcome, Christine, to the Wham Bam East Van Show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Linda. Hello, everyone. My name is Christine Marie. I am a programming host of Black Feather Everything Tribal Also, the stage is yours, and I'm an educator who works in a school full-time. Linda, thank you for having me with you. It's such an honor.
Oh, fantastic. OMG. And we're here at Mary Edwards' house. Please tell me, how do you know Mary Garnett Edwards?
Good question. Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking that question. I was on social media, and I do a lot of streaming because I'm looking for talents, mm-hmm. especially original material. I don't want to do covers for my show. And fortunately, a lot of people are posting their talents. And this is how I found Mary. I came across this beautiful photo of this beautiful woman with this gorgeous bustier and this white lightning striking in the background. I'm going, this has got to be good. And I listened to the song, which is called White Lightning. And I thought, okay, I have a winner. And I just had a feeling that Mary had a real talent. There was something about the music, the voice, the song, the lyrics, everything. I just, you know, it's like when Madonna came out, we said, she's not going to make it. Well, excuse me. Mm. I called it. She made it.
Yes.
I can hear the talent in a lot of the people, and I recognized it in Mary's. So I decided to put that on my playlist on one of my shows, and I sent her a message and I said, Mary, I just want to say I really like your song. I'm going to play it on my show. Mm-hmm. And then she started talking back to me, and we started chit-chatting, and I decided to invite her as a guest on the show because I wanted to know more about Mary, because she's telling me she had more songs and stuff. And I thought, well, I'm confident she's going to have great material. And so we met. She brought her friend John Holbrook. And all of a sudden, I'm discovering Mary. There's a whole Mary out there. Mm-hmm. The world didn't know.
Yes.
And it's not just Mary, but it's also her journey and the people she's known and everything about the career of music. And the big names. I don't want to bring those big names because this is about Mary. Mm-hmm. And she was so generous and kind and loving and humble. And I thought, this is amazing. So we hit it off, and we've been nurturing this friendship since then. And she felt very happy with the interview we did. And then mm-hmm. she felt that I needed to be out there a bit more. So the idea of actually taking the interviews and making videos and putting them on YouTube came up.
Yes.
And we soon found out that editing videos is a big, it big is. job. And I'm working full-time at the school. I'm working pretty much 8 days a week with the two shows. So trying to squeeze time in there for editing the videos is a challenge. So we're shelving that for now, but I'm here to support Mary's talent. I've played her songs over and over again. I actually was in one of her videos.
Oh, no way. Which one?
Poison.
Yes.
The Golden-Eyed Boy. Mm-hmm. Wait, no, sorry. The Golden-Eyed Boy. Mm-hmm. And we shot that video at Watermelon's house.
Yes.
And Anastasia was there. I was there. Alex Deeth was there. Alexis was there. Jason was there. And I think Steve, too. So we all took characters, and I was a working lady. And it was really funny because he said, okay, this is going to be like in the 40s. So I was watching Benjamin Button, and you know, when he went to see the woman's house. Mm-hmm. So I was taking reference on that. So I went to Value Village with Mary, and he says, okay, back then it was all beige in Benjamin's Button movie. Okay, so we got to go with beige, and we're going to stick with the lingerie. I'm sure these people knew what they were doing. And then when I got there, everybody was having such exquisite stuff, and I was the only one in beige. I was like, Benjamin Button? Oh, it's not funny. So, but it was so much fun to shoot that video, and I was so excited for Mary because I'm seeing growth, and that's important because I don't know how you feel, but for the artists mm-hmm. that are trying to emerge, some of them have been here and sharing their talents for years and they haven't been discovered. And
that's right.
I'm like, how long have you been singing and no one's picked on you?
No one's
taken you, lifted you up and shared you? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what's wrong with this world?
Well, we're sharing her now.
Call my name and I go to pieces and I
Christine. So Christine, I know Mary, she loves to cook and so do you. And I noticed you put recipes on your radio show.
I do. And the recipes I'm looking for, I am looking for something that comes straight out of nature. Like, for instance, if you could walk in the forest, mm-hmm. a lot of the food that I'm sharing comes from the forest.
Oh.
And the idea is to go back to what Mother Earth is creating for us. For instance, one thing I discovered in those recipes, because I grew up with Betty Crocker, McCain, and my mom's recipes, my grandma's recipes, and my dad's Swiss family recipes. I grew up with that.
Mm.
And discovering the food coming straight out of nature, I got to realize that nature has this amazing organic calendar. For instance, in spring and autumn, mm-hmm. a lot of the food that grows has copper, which helps to fight viruses.
Really?
I was like, right? Wild rice that I remember, seaweed's one of them. I think the mushrooms have some of that, but the seasonal foods that comes out in the forest, mm-hmm. they're ripe with everything we need just to get through the changing seasons. And the winter foods got different proteins and nutrients. So basically nature is the perfect dietary calendar for us to go to
mm-hmm.
and eat. And of course, well, I'm going to mention the increasing costs of life.
Yes.
My grocery, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
My tomato juice
yep.
used to be on sale at $1.99, regular $3.49.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's on sale at $3.49 because it's regular $4.99.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a lot of my food doubling.
Yes.
Some of them not quite doubling, but significantly. But what really bothers me is that the quantities are lesser. It's
yeah.
like I feel like I'm being hit on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So I value now those recipes more than ever because I'm thinking if anybody's struggling,
mm-hmm.
it's a great time to go back to the origin of how to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
And not just the food, the plants, you've got the minerals, the plants. You've got the animals, they all have this amazing ability to take care of us. If we look, for instance, at some of the animals, let's take the bear. That's
yes.
my favorite one because he's omnivorous. So he likes to eat everything.
Mm-hmm.
In the springtime, he will eat lots of roots and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And that medicine or those nutritional value or chemical, whatever you want to term it, whatever they consume gets stored in their meat and their fat. So
mm-hmm.
if we hunt spring bear, the content in the meat and the fat will be different than in the autumn bear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's we're absorbing this. So the animal is going to take what they eat, they're absorbing it and storing it. And when we eat them, we eat their diet as well. So it's just amazing to explore all that. And my recipes give me that opportunity. So I think it's pretty humbling. Love nature so much.
And I noticed you have a tattoo on your arm. And is that the bear?
It is. And thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Celtic bear.
Yes.
And I put it here. Okay. This is the other side of my genetic pool. I'm mixed heritage. So I will love everything from my crepes to my swords to my fondue to my raclette to my potatoes to literally everything. My sister did the DNA. We found out we've got Northern Chinese. We have two Peruvian ancestors. We've got Finnish, which I knew was the Viking. We have Irish, French, Swiss. We've got some African, some indigenous. I mean, it goes on.
Wow.
Right? So, and I feel connected to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this here
mm-hmm.
has to do with medieval sword fighting. If anybody's into that, Academy Dwell downtown is the place to go. That's where I went. And I took one of those big swords, like Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
And I just started swinging that thing. And within no time, I just knew what I was doing. It felt so natural.
Wow.
It's the genes.
It is the genes. It's wow. Mm-hmm.
When I took that belly dancing class, I went because a friend wanted to go and she didn't want to go alone. I was going to go do the Irish tap dancing. Mm-hmm. So we went belly dancing instead. Mm-hmm. And there was this beautiful woman. I mean, her hair, her face, her body, she was the perfect belly dancer. And within one class, she outranked us because it was in her genetic memory. Mm-hmm. As soon as she heard the music, it's between the lessons and her genetic memory, she was the most beautiful, gracious dancer you could imagine, right? So when I got that blade and I was swinging, it felt so natural. Mm. And then he said, we're sparring. I was like, yeah. And then I was sparring and everything felt natural. It's like, you feel like you already know it. And it's coming back to you. Mm. That's the genetic memory, right?
Interesting.
But a lot of the guys over there, they get their tattoos, you know, they get the sleeve tattoos mm-hmm. because they're warriors, right?
Yes.
So they like to tattoo from the wrist down to the elbow. So I came in one day with my warrior tattoo. So when I hold my sword, you got the bear claw, I'm like,
that's great. And then downstairs, we could hear Steve and Jason singing. How do you know them?
Well, through Mary, and they have their own show. So on occasion, I like to go co-host, and they're so much fun. In fact, I was just commenting earlier with you that it's amazing that between your show, Jason's and Steve's, and my show, that collectively we've got something so different.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all good. I love it. I love the diversity, and I love that we're connected and running into each other. Mary's the connecting point.
That's right.
Yeah. And they're really, really fun. And I find that they're really brave and bold because my show's pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. Two things. Mm-hmm. Number one, I work during the day. My show's on air at 2:30.
Yes.
Doesn't work. Secondly, is I have anxiety and PTSD. So pre-recording is giving me the opportunity to be in a space.
Yes.
To capture the moment and to be strong and ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I have a day that's a little bit difficult, like if I'm stuttering because mm-hmm. of my anxieties, then I can just clean that up and have a good audio thing. But they are just going live.
Yes.
And every time in the studio, I'm like this. Thank God nobody's taking a video of me because I look terrified, right? And then they look at me like, huh?